Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
What image does the term rosary beads elicit in your mind? Yeah, what do you think? A person of faith, kind, considerate, thoughtful, polite.
Slow to anger.
Exactly. Slow to
not,
anger.
Not necessarily so. Oh, my God. There was a fella, a 24-year-old guy, actually, in Florida, and he was at a laundromat just the other day, and his rosary beads got caught on his laundry basket and broke. And instead of, like, if you're a devout enough Catholic to carry your rosary beads around, you've got to think that you've got things under control a little bit, right? And that your natural instinct, you'd be devastated that you broke your rosary
beads. You'd be disappointed,
beads.
Understandable.
You'd be like,
right?
Oh, this guy was so upset in a different way. He was so angry. He started swearing, and then he threw the remainder of his rosary beads at a window, which shattered. What are these things made of?
How hard did you... That's a Hail Mary right there.
Right, is it? A couple of them on your knees around the church, young man. Then he threatened everybody else in the laundromat and told them, hey, isn't you all better not report it. Or yeah.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
The other customers did report him, and they tracked him down and he was arrested. But gosh, that's some anger management when you do your lolly after you break your rosary beads, isn't it?
When you do your what?
When you do your lolly.
Your lolly?
Yeah. You
what
haven't
does
heard
that mean?
Before? Oh, I don't know. When you do your na-na.
Again, I don't know what that... What does that mean? Sometimes we need subtitles.
Listen to This with Dean and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.